and welcome to Triple J. Scott Dooley with you, joined by Pegs. Coming up after the 4 o'clock news, Tony Martin's going to be in right now. It's a very good afternoon to John Safran.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
What are you going to talk to Tony Martin about?
He's just going to co-host for an hour. So do you have anything you want? What, are you upset? Are you miffed?
No, I'm not miffed at all. You know, you can prod him to say inappropriate things about people in the industry. We once had him on our show years ago, and you know how, and he did say really inappropriate things about you know, senior people within the industry. That was like all a bit like exciting to listen to. So ask him to bag people, basically, and I think audiences always like to hear people bagging people.
Yeah. Okay. So who is there? Anyone you want to put the boots into while we've got you on the line, John?
Well, seeing your co-host is overseas, let's go her.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Oh, lazy.
I know.
So, so lazy.
Hello there, this is Ross Noble here, and if you'd like to join me today between 12 and 3, you can experience the future of radio. Probably not. Probably just me talking bollocks for a couple of hours. But, you know, we'll have some fun.
Ross Noble.
We can wear silver pants if it makes you feel futuristic.
And now...
Good afternoon. You are listening to Triple J. Scott Dooley with you. And coming up this hour, Tony Martin's going to be in to hang around. As well as that, one of our unearthed band entries. Will they be good? Will they be bad? Find out soon. And it's a very good afternoon to a man who has come courtesy of a police escort as provided by Channel 10, Mr. Tony Martin.
How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good. Can I just do my standard mic test?
Yeah, yes, please.
Have you ever rented a video that wasn't quite right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's going to work.
I haven't been hearing your show. I've been out in the antechamber, and it's not your show out there. It's the more posh, proper ABC.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just, and coming up in this hour, we're going to be meeting some people who have undergone a real-life sea change.
You're going, is the whole ABC just based around sea change
pretty
now?
Pretty much.
There's a show on Sunday nights, which is just exactly sea change.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. But they're always now the real sea change.
Right. I know this is like east of sea change, and it's Richard Roxburgh moves to sea change.
Yeah, right.
And I was looking at what's coming up on the ABC, and when that finishes, there's a show called Bed of Roses, where Kerry Armstrong from sea change moves to a small town populated by people from sea change.
Well, have you seen that the Bananas are co-hosting with Diver Dan over the next few weeks?
The Bananas are going to move to a small town and rediscover themselves.
Now, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been keeping a low profile since being sacked from the world of Bryan Adams. And you're just keeping to myself.
Do you want me to tell you about my first real six string?
Yeah, please. I can never hear enough about that first real six string.
Do you know that he played that until his fingers bled?
Did he?
I don't
really
know if you would have heard, if they've ever played that song on Oz Stereo.
Right.
Because it was a staple of Triple J for a while.
They would play it continuously and then have the galls use the word variety. Every promo was about variety. You're going, yeah, because sometimes you play that song you did from the Robin Hood film. That's variety.
That's right.
We've got a variety of Bryan Adams songs.
With that extremely creepy film clip where it looked like he was almost stalking the woman, I think.
Was
that.
He?
Yeah. Intercut with different parts of the Robin Hood saga.
We would just have constant meetings where it would be, everyone flew to Adelaide and we've spent thousands of dollars and we're going to play Summer of 69 at a new time.
Yeah.
Variety.
You've done it again.
Straight ahead.
I always liked it when they said, when one of the commercial radio stations, because, you know, I still may want to sell out at some stage,
sure,
Tony.
I'll try not to get me in trouble. I've already burnt those bridges. It's fine for me.
I don't want to bag anyone out. But when they said, well, look, let's just not have any ownership of the music. Let's just say a monkey's doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Who's going to blame us for that?
Well, the thing is, there's this format in America called Jack. Have you heard of that?
No.
Which commercial radio use, which is where somebody just had the great idea of, let's get every song ever recorded and just play it at random.
Yeah, right.
And it's a really good idea because there's 10,000 songs they base it on. And you'll be driving along and you'll go, oh, no, it's Blinded You by Science by Thomas Dolby. Hang on a second. I wouldn't mind hearing that one more time before I die. So it's great once, but you don't want to hear it again the next day.
No.
So what Triple M have done, have gone, let's do that, but with just 200 songs.
Fantastic.
So you just get Come Said the Boy. You go, is it Come Said the Boy? It must be 10 past three.
Yeah. I could always tell listening to your program when it was time for me to start going to do the drive show at Triple J, right, because I'd hear Teenagers by My Chemical Romance.
Which is a Cockney Knees Up kind of emo.
It really was.
It's an emo song that ends with...
We are talking to Tony Martin here on Triple J. Big hello to our friends at Austereo. Triple J. Vampire Weekend there with Oxford Comma. They're going to be coming out for Splendor in the Grass and Kaiser Chiefs with Every Day I Love You Less and Less. We're joined by Tony Martin.
Yes.
Do you get yourself to music festivals, Tony?
Oh, not anymore. I'm too old for that sort of thing. I'm just pottering around the video shops.
That's yeah.
I've found a fun thing that your listeners might want to get into. If you go to like a shop that sells DVDs, a lot of them have a little sticker on now saying Alan Jones recommends. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
I don't reckon he's looked at a lot of the films he's recommending.
What's he been recommending?
There's a Robert Altman film called Buffalo Bill and the Indians, which I think he just has gone, oh, it's a cowboy movie with Paul Newman. That'll do. Put that on my list. But it's actually a scathing satire about a man who makes up a completely fictional biography for himself and is a scam in the media, just a complete sham in the media.
Yeah, right.
It could be seen as an elaborate piss take of Alan Jones. But if you buy one of these, the fun thing to do is to peel the sticker off and just put it on like a little card. Put that card in your pocket. Pop back to the video shop and find the most severe gay porn you can find. Just put Alan Jones recommends on it. Or just even just Manpower live.
Yeah.
Alan Jones recommends. Very satisfying.
I can't wait for the Gladiators box set to come out. Do you think there will be a Gladiators box set?
Will there? How long's that been going?
It's 2 weeks.
I heard you talking about on your show yesterday that they're already attracting a fan base.
Yeah, they are. Well, according to them. They are, because I wrote some letters to Thunder,
right,
who is my favourite, and you can actually find them on dailytelegraph.com.au.
And does he get back?
He did get back to me, and these were things that I must admit I had written just for my own entertainment. You know how sometimes you, like, I was just a bit bored, so I thought, I wonder what Thunder thinks about this.
And he's like, just hunched over a keyboard replying, is he?
Mashing, just pounding a moderator until he writes vaguely what he was thinking without mentioning a word.
You can send him anything, can you?
Well, you can't. It was for a limited time only.
I'm having trouble finding the clutch cable for a 77 Bluebird. Can you help, Thunder? What have you got? Bopping fruit, your opinion.
Thunder, me and the gals from the 77 class at, you know, Caringbah High School are getting together. Can you put the word out? I think what we should do is try to, if we can get another Gladiator live blog, is try to include the term no time wasters in your questions.
That's
somewhere.
Right. Serious inquiries only.
A few of the questions. The one that we talked about yesterday was, hey, Thunder, you rule gladiators. One day I hope to be a gladiator just like you. When the nation realises that this is the stupidest thing ever, will you be a doorman or a security guard?
Oh, hang on.
Which is a bit mean. So Thunder responded to that by getting into the fact that he has a huge effect on certain groups within the public.
Right.
We asked which groups. Turns out people that had been drinking at a nightclub that Thunder was a security guard at.
Okay. Severely affected.
Thunder, I like Thunder. Thunder hates, I hate bullies and will often put them in their place.
Oh.
I believe that I can be very effective in schools.
I love it when there's, how long has this show been going?
A fortnight.
There's one, I saw one, who's your favourite cast member of Canal Road? And it hadn't even started. It wasn't even on. So how are you supposed to determine that? It is fun. Another fun thing to do is just if you see those posters for Canal Road, just cross the sea off. Make it Anal Road as much as you can. Channel 9 or whoever's running it will love that. Why are you reaching for that story?
Now, because I've learnt the hard way.
Yeah.
Because I heard a story on the Triple J News, which wasn't a survey.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have survey news here. I worked on a station where the main story of the news would be a survey revealed.
And it's always stuff like women don't like men that don't like washing up. And so it was a lot of men and women are different in your news service.
Somebody running in from the newsroom. Stop press.
Quickly.
Edible underpants more popular than ever.
Well, this was one that I heard. And you know how sometimes you just hear a word on the news and your ears prick up?
Yes.
And so I went straight to Google and the story was about some sorcerers that were apparently using black magic to shrink penises.
Oh, not this again. This happened about, there was a spate of penis shrinking about 10 years ago in an African nation of, whereabouts is it?
This is in Congo.
On the
in
Congo.
In Kinshasa. But yep. I learnt the hard way that if you're in an open plan office and you're using, you know, a popular search engine to kind of find out what's going on.
The alarms go off.
Well, if you look for penises, turns out if you just search penises,
there's quite a lot of there.
Quite a lot of penises are using pornography, and quite a lot of pornography is on the internet, Tony.
Oh well, some things never change.
But what the story is that the police in Congo have had to arrest three suspected sorcerers for using black magic to steal or shrink men's penises.
Steal suggests they've got them on their person when they've been apprehended.
I think.
But shrinking.
I can understand shrinking. Reports of these so-called penis snatchings are not uncommon in West Africa.
Gee.
Which is it? Rumours of the penis theft.
But why would they do that? What's the motivation? What's the proceeds of crime with penis snatching? Who's benefiting from this?
I don't know. I can't. It's not like... In an attempt to extort the cash with the promise of a cure, apparently.
Oh, so we can bring... So it's like, you know, got your nose... I can restore it if you come up with the cash.
But they look, the rumours were circulating and they quickly dominated radio call-in shows.
Really?
Poor drive.
Line 4, penis snatching. Line 5, it's nothing but penis snatching, I'm afraid.
On the line we have John. John, what do you want to say? Yeah, I just think that.
On line 12, we have Thunder.
I'm going to put a stop to penis snatching. That's one of the groups that I affect. But my favourite quote, and it's always the last paragraph of stories like this, always have your money quote.
Sure.
This is a quote. It's real. Just yesterday here, there was a man who was a victim. We saw what was left was tiny. Now, listen to who said this.
Okay.
This wasn't a policeman. This was 29-year-old blah, 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 who sells phone credits near a Kinshasa police station.
Oh, there you go.
How did he see it?
He'd seen a penis snatching story as a promotional opportunity.
What's he doing? Mate, I have a $50 recharge card. Can you have a look at this? It's happening.
But maybe if they just had a cold spell in the Congo, surely... I mean, has there been really documented evidence that this goes on?
Well, I don't know if they found the missing penises.
Yeah, well, this is somebody's hoarding them somewhere. Sorry, we should have got out like about 10 seconds ago.
I know.
And then I just persisted.
It's quite all right. You're our guest. Bounce back before we hear this. On Triple J, that is Ashes Divide and The Stone and a bit of Yo Majesty there. And the Club Action remix, the Midnight Juggernauts remix there. Do you like a remix, Tony?
Oh, I love a remix.
We are joined by Tony Martin.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. I can't believe you apologised. I asked you a question, looked at you, you answered, and then apologised.
There it is. No, we've never played any of this music on any shows that I've been on.
No.
No. Have we got Come Said the Boy? Will that be?
No. We are looking for Pseudo Echo got lost.
I want to know what love is. Is that coming up?
Was that the worst? Like, was that something when you were working at commercial radio that was just mind-shatteringly dull? Just
the relentless variety. Just too much variety. Too much variety. No, whenever we went to the song, we were just pissing around on the internet mostly.
Yeah.
Are you on YouTube, too? Come on.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I must admit, I have been in preparing for this interview that I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed there's quite a lot of your older stuff is popping up.
Things that I can't remember doing. There's a thing I did on the Mick Molloy show, which was... presenting clips of Ernie Sigley. Would you know who Ernie Sigley is?
Yeah, Ernie and Denise.
Yeah.
I tried to organise do you remember when Elle Macpherson?
Yeah.
Or McPherson, for our North American listeners?
Sure.
Was spotted with a 19-year-old bloke.
Oh,
And there was this...
Who was just like a friend of...
Yeah. And there was this thing, she's got a toy boy and stuff.
Right.
I made a campaign to become a toy boy. And have a tentative date with Denise Ding Dong Drysdale.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not Ernie.
Well, it's Ernie's sparring partner.
You could get a love triangle going with Ernie Sickler.
A la Daniel Radcliffe. I spotted Ernie from across the room.
That's right. I couldn't resist those flared slaps. But there was an episode of the Ernie and Denise show that I found from the mid-70s where they did it live from Pentridge Prison. You can see this on YouTube. Like, I've had people ask me, oh, you've made that footage up.
Yeah.
Because there's one insert that we cut in of like a floor manager, but the rest of it is for real. And it's like the gloomiest shots of Pentridge Prison with barbed wire, a guy like with a gun on guard, but the usual na-na, live from Pentridge. And there's like murderers and rapists sitting in the audience. And Ernie comes out in a flared tuxedo and his opening song is "That'll Be the Day When You Say Goodbye." He sings that. And then there's just Denise in a series of low-cut outfits just coming out to sort of to turn on the prisoners. A lot of bending over, yeah, being bending over in the shower kind of gag.
Oh, really?
It's just amazing. There's one bit which we didn't have time to include where Ernie goes down to a guy's cell. And there's a guy like just, you know, behind the scenes, just in a like outrageously flared trousers, and he goes in this guy's cell. It's like 8 foot by 6 foot, yeah. And the guy lives there, right? Yeah. And Ernie's in there, and he goes, "Mate, you haven't got room to swing a cat in here." Like the guy needs reminding of that,
even though he could kill Ernie with his bare hands.
You've got to check it out.
I will. That's great. That reminds me of the Simpsons at the beginning. Remember, Krusty's playing in Statesville Prison.
Oh, yeah, Statesville Prison,
which was also the name of the prison in Police Squad.
Because every episode ended with "You'll be doing the rest of your laundry from the Stateville pen."
And that was the great one where they always had the celebrity guest stars that died in the first, or they were just dead.
Like the car would come around the corner and Lorne Greene with a knife sticking out of his gut would roll across the street.
And the Belushi. And I think actually John Belushi died.
Oh, no, that was never used. They shot that.
Yeah, right.
But they didn't use, because then he died. So that footage was never used.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't you glad you've got a nerd on the show?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I would have just said the Belushi died a la every one of his sketches. No. A huge heart attack and flopping over the desk.
Always a winner.
Now, look, I'm not inferring you are a nerd, but I did see this story today.
What have you got?
Drunken Darth Vader attacked Star Wars.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Is this about people setting up a political party or a religion?
The religion. A drunken man wearing a black garbage bag yelled, "Darth Vader," end quote. while jumping over a garden wall before allegedly attacking the two founders of the First Jedi Church in the UK with a metal crutch.
Was it religious vilification?
I don't know.
Was it a planned attack?
If I know anything about Star Wars, this is, they'll come back. The Jedis will come back from this. they will come back.
Well, I just like to think that, you know, George Lucas is constantly tinkering with this, you know, the Star Wars. Could he just digitally put that bloke in? Just make a version with that bloke as Darth Vader.
I can guarantee you that guy will be more popular than Jar Jar Binks.
Like in a garbage pack. So what did he do?
He's
assaulted.
I'm thinking this might have happened in Wales. Right. Have a listen to how many people are called Jones in this story.
Right.
Arwell Wynne Jones is accused of assaulting Barney and Michael Jones while they're being interviewed for a TV documentary about their love of Star Wars films. And there's never enough of those docos, is there?
No, Alan Jones recommends.
The cousins were being filmed in their backyard when Hughes, 27...
Right.
He's huge.
He shouldn't be there.
Hughes is a new person. Who wrote this article? Lucy Battersby. Who was dressed in a black bin lighter and a shiny black helmet.
Of course.
After drinking several litres of wine.
There's the key phrase.
Allegedly jumped over the garden fence in Holyhead, Wales. There you go. Wielding a metal crutch in place of a lightsaber. I'd like to think he was making the noise.
I love they've had to put an allegedly in there because that bloke might sue. A bloke with a bin liner and a crutch in court going, "It's all lies."
Waving it around.
It's a damn stinking lie.
This is the Death Star all over again, Your Worship. They said it was nearing completion.
Oh, look, Star Wars-related crime on the increase.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
Which is a problem because so many kids today are turning to Tomb Raider.
Are they?
Yeah, why not Star Wars-based crime?
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I'm so old, I remember Blake 7-based crime.
What kind of stuff would you be seeing there?
Just people in tubes of cardboard attacking people on the bus. Very exciting.
And you are listening to Triple J, Scott Dooley, joined by Tony Martin.
Yes.
And it is now time to turn our attention to the future, to the youth.
The future? What have they done? What's the youth up to now?
What have they stolen? we're running a competition on triplejunearth.com for bands that are in high school to get involved and put their stuff up onto the website.
Yes.
And then we will sort through that.
Stuff, you mean music or footage?
Music, no music, as their band. And then they will hopefully win and have their track re-recorded by our fantastic people at Triple J. And
Say Brian Adams, I'm sorry.
Brian Adams. And on the line, we're joined by Nicholas from Goldfish Don't Bounce.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, I can't really complain.
That's good. Now, Nicholas, how old are you guys?
We're 15, yeah.
And how long have you been in the band for?
We started in year 6.
Wow.
So as a trio. And then we moved up to high school and found our guitarist, Morris Carroll. And, we started playing and writing songs and things happened, you know.
And how would you describe the GDB sound?
Oh, a couple of guitars, you know. Awesome, pretty much. Nah.
Awesome.
Not synthesis. No one up the back with three synthesizers. One bloke on three synthesizers. You hadn't thought of that. Pirate pants. Nah. Eyeliner.
That's happened before.
Okay.
What about a keytar, Nicholas?
Guitar?
A keytar.
I've actually been wanting to bring that back. That'd be cool to bring back, I reckon.
It went the way of the piano tie. But I think we could get it back. And Nicholas, how many songs do you guys have?
The first album's got 7.
First album?
Yeah.
And what?
That's all originals, and we're working on some new originals at the moment.
And so this album's already recorded?
The first one is.
What's it called?
Saturday Night.
And how do you do your recording?
With, like, guys at school.
Right.
Or students that have got a music problem. Hey, a problem. I can hear myself in the car.
That's all right. Fight through that.
You haven't won anything. I'm afraid. Did you do that thing that I did when I was at school, which is to think up the name of the band, think up the name of the album, think up the name of all of the tracks on the album, and then just stop there for a while?
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
We don't actually have anything on the CD.
It's just you throwing a goldfish at the ground. Where did the name Goldfish Don't Bounce come from?
Oh, just many have asked. I think some science experiments out the back shed, I think.
Right. Well, look, we're going to play one of your... What's that even?
Yeah, it's not just a made-up name. It's based on actual experience, bitterly found experience.
The first album is nothing but thank yous to Dr. Carl and Newton. Look, Nicholas, we are going to play one of your songs. This is Jenny. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Jenny, it's an old girlfriend of mine.
Hello.
Year 8. And she moved to Echuca. And so I thought I might as well.
Well, who's laughing now?
Move to the big smoke. Now, look, good luck, and I'm sure that everyone from Ballarat Grammar is getting behind you, even those in Echuca. Goldfish
GDB!
Here it is. This is Jenny. Going out to anyone named Jenny who's in Echuca. On Triple J, that is Goldfish Don't Bounce, or rebadged by Tony Martin as GDB, and they're out of Ballarat. They're one of our unearthed high entrants. And that song, Jenny, about an ex-girlfriend, and I've never been musical. Have you ever written a song about an ex-girlfriend, Tony?
I haven't done that, but I do remember one time when I was doing that show with Mick Molloy on the radio, Russell Crowe came in. And he had a new scene. It was like in the early days of...
Before The Ordinary Fear of God.
Yeah, when it was...
30-odd foot of grunt.
With the same acronym. Is that what it's done?
Yeah, that's what they're done. Because all of their...
he's printed all the T-shirts.
yeah. And they've got baseball hats. And, you know, it's not cheap to dress a roadie.
No. That's embarrassing. But okay. So he put out a single early on, and you would only get an interview with him if you played the single. And we were the only people who would play the single. So he came in, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And we did the interview, and he was like on really best behavior because we were going to play the song.
Yeah.
And then he's gone, we've got up to leave because we've pre-recorded the interview, and he's gone, hey, have you guys heard the single? And we've gone, yeah. And he's gone, let's have a listen to it now. We've gone, right now. And we've had to stand there, like, awkwardly in a studio like this, yeah, while he's just bopping along to his own song for the whole song.
And they're not short songs.
No, they weren't short
songs. The Toe Fogs sound 4.5 minutes.
It was Inagata DeVita, basically. Just went on and on. And then we've gone, that's great, let's go. And he's gone, no, mate, you've got to hear the B-side. And the B-side was a song, I swear to you, called High Horse Honey. This is what it's called.
Mm.
And it's just, so we've had to stand there, and it's the nastiest song about you, bitch, and you did this, and I showed you this, and I did that, and who's laughing now? And we get to the end, he goes, you know what that's about? And we go, no. And he goes, Sharon effing Stone. What? He'd say effing, obviously. There was obviously some kind of... Something had happened on the set of that Quick and the Dead film that he did.
Where Leonardo DiCaprio was also on that. That was we were talking about that not too long ago. That's a good movie.
Is it really? It's a Sam Raimi, isn't it?
I think so. Gene Hackman plays a delightful,
Here's some nerd talk for you. Sam Raimi gets his old car into every film he makes. It's always there somewhere. So how did he get it into the Western? It's in the film.
I don't know, maybe
it's in the foreground, out of focus. Someone's leaning on it. It's true. In the film.
Really?
There's someone leaning on a car in a Western, but you don't notice it unless it's pointed out.
Wow.
It's in there.
That is nerd talk. I wanted to find out if anyone that's listening to Triple J right now has heard High Horse Honey.
It'd be great to play it.
If you have, I'll give you a copy of the J-Mag.
If Goldfish Don't Bounce would be prepared to re-record it. That would be great. High Horse Honey by GDB.
Now, look, I know you don't have a job right now, but I'm sure you do have rainy day money. Will you? I'll go in with you and fund this.
Let's do
it. I would get Goldfish Don't Bounce into a studio to record.
I'm still living off the money we made from Poop Shoot years ago. I'm prepared to put Poop Shoot bucks into this idea. I've just been slandering people off here.
There's been a bit of slander.
And I've been trying to teach duels to do the sign off that you hear on some comedy shows, which is when you go into a song in order to make what you've done sound kind of funnier, you just do this. Linda and Duels.
I've actually been toying with this.
Oh, the slide whistle. What else have you got? Have you got Temple Block Riot?
No. We do have Temple Block Riot, but
that's like Fred Flintstone running on
the spot. Yeah, yeah. This is always been my favourite.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to just run them in during the news? That's what I've always thought. On your last day in a radio gig,
yes,
I think it is your duty to put stuff like that under the most serious news stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thousands killed in an earthquake. Just a bit of that. Why not?
The Prime Minister has been shot today.
That'll learn him. See?
Oh, yeah. I've always had the dream of getting the guy from Funniest Home Videos to read the news in all the accents, you know, to the...
Danny McMaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charles Bronson again?
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of Charles. This ain't over. There was a lot of that.
But there was a guy, Chris Morris, the comedian, who we don't get here, who did that show Brass Eye. I think he was famous in the 80s, and I don't know if this is a true story or not, but they say that he got tanks of helium, and when they were announcing the death of Lord Mountbatten on the news, he just sent the helium into the news booth, and the guy's voice just got higher.
No, really?
I don't know if that's true, but you do read about it.
That's fantastic.
The internet would tell us.
Yes, it would. If only it was somewhere near.
Let's ask Thunder.
Let's ask Thunder. Is it true that serial prankster and UK comic Chris Morris? Tony, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a real thrill.
Thanks for letting me lower your tone.
No, please. It's been more than our pleasure. And stick around, because coming up after 5 o'clock, we're going to...
The real life sea challenge.
The real life sea... We'll be talking to B1 about the first week on the farm.
Okay. What were you doing, seriously?
No, we are after 5. Well, I'm obviously going to sully relations between Australia and Denmark.
That's the way.
Which is nothing more than me just screaming, hey, Denmark.
That's right.
And then quoting some obscure line from Goodfellas.
Bagging Lars von Trier.
Yeah, well, I haven't even got that
Lars
far.
Lars von Trihard.
Snap. Get your own princess, you wankers. And Kato Tool's going to be in to tell us what to expect from Hack and what went on the huge speed date. Tony Martin, thank you.
Thank you.